This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Electric Aircraft Symposium in Santa Rosa, California. I'm speaking with Michael Ricci of LaunchPoint. Is that LaunchPoint Technology?
Yeah, LaunchPoint Technologies, that's right.
And this is a company that knows about how to calculate and plan for redundancy and reliability in various kinds of systems. And in your presentation, you talked about making electric aircraft more reliable. And I think those of us who operate piston airplanes assume that we're used to certain kinds of failures in pistons, and we assume that an electric airplane, hey, it's just a spinning mass and a hook to a battery. It's got to be more reliable, but it's not so simple as that, is it?
That's right. These electric systems are actually far more complex than the piston engines. Even as complex as they are, the electrical systems have hundreds or thousands of components that are, you know, not just a chunk of machined and forged steel, but they've got, you know, silicon layers that were grown in a fab, die bonded to onto substrates that are soldered to a circuit board that's then assembled. There's a tremendous amount of things, and when you look at a reliability, the more different parts there are, each one of those has a failure rate, and all those failures can actually add up to a not-so-reliable overall system.
Now, the numbers you use, which is something we're familiar with for piston airplanes, for just the engine itself, somewhere in the range of 10 to the minus 4th to 10 to the minus 5th, 1 in 2,000 hours, that kind of failure. If you look at electrics right now, from what data you have, are they that good?
You know, it's hard to tell. It's really there are very few aviation-specific controllers made right now. But, yeah, the numbers I'm seeing are 10 to the minus 4 to 10 to the minus 5 for the electric controllers. You know, one paper says 10 to the minus 4. Another survey of electric machines in military use came up with more like 10 to the minus 5. So then that's just the controller. You have to chain everything else, the battery pack, along with that. So you add a couple of 10 to the minus 5s together, and you're very close to 10 to the minus 4 for the overall system if you're not careful about it.
And chaining these things together produces a cascading effect of risk, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. If all these things are just stuck together in a linear chain where a failure of any one of them can take the whole system out, then you just add their failure rate. So if you have five things, each with a 10 to the minus 5th, I'm at 5 times 10 to the minus 5th, which is, you know, halfway to a minus 4 kind of reliability. So the goal is really to find a way to make parallel redundant systems where when one fails, the rest of the system keeps operating. You have to isolate your failures.
How do you get there from where we are now? Where do you think the emphasis has to be on the kind of redundancy and reliability in electric aircraft that is maybe, well, you want it to be more than an order of magnitude better than piston airplanes, so how does the focus have to go?
Well, the cool thing is there is an example in industry out there already of how to do that, and that's fly-by-wire, which is the flight control system on Airbuses and Boeings. And it uses a parallel redundant system. It's called redundancy management and failure isolation. And this system, you know, is a very complicated, highly engineered system, but it's a system we've come to count on when we fly across the country, and it's been very successful. And they get 10 to the minus 9 failure rates for the system. Their individual channels have a 3,000-hour MTBF, which is like a 10 to the minus 4 kind of number. So they get those orders of magnitude through the parallel redundancy management and failure mitigation. So if we follow that kind of an example, we can do the same with electric propulsion.
Let's use an example, a simple example on an electric aircraft, how you might do that.
Okay. I mean, my preference is to think to the future with radically different vehicle designs enabled by electric propulsion. So I really don't like single points of failure, you know, even if it's highly reliable. You know, helicopter pilots are used to thinking of one rotor and they're just going to trust that rotor. I'd rather have more. You know, now there's aerodynamic reasons not to go to too many rotors, but, you know, my vision is several rotors, enough of them so that when one fails, you can keep flying, powered by motor controllers, several independent power buses, independent power sources, maybe ways to matrix and connect between them. It's a very complicated system. It's not going to be done by one person, but teams have shown they can do this kind of engineering and come up with remarkably reliable and amazing systems. So that would be my vision of the future, is a multi-rotor distributed propulsion, distributed lift type vehicle where there really is no single point of failure anymore.
And then the software.
Right. So the software is a key part of all this. We're used to maybe as kit builders or as hobby builders, we take a black box and we bolt it in and we think it's an electronics box. But in reality, the software inside most of these boxes is actually far more complex than the actual circuits. And when we talked about complexity and failure rate, that means that software actually probably has at least as high a rate of failing as the electronics itself, which is what we were worried about as mechanical kinds of guys. So the software needs to be coded very well, actually. You need to follow best practices. There are organizations working on how to do best practices embedded coding. Michael Barr has a website where he talks about embedded coding, and he actually has a talk he gives called Killer Apps, which is about software that actually does kill people if it doesn't work properly. If we follow these kinds of procedures and we use, again, possibly parallel redundant processors within the system, the fly-by-wire systems use typically three processors with code written by separate teams, to mitigate the chance that any one of them all have the same bug in them. If we do this kind of thing, we can make the software highly reliable as well.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you very much.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Electric Aircraft Symposium in Santa Rosa, California. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.